off, and you got to help me, and I want to do it the right way. The Navy takes these pictures. They keep a record of every picture made. We're not in the photography business, and we're not producing prints. And we don't want a bunch of pictures of the president around anyway in groups, like on a postcard with people. Ann came up and asked for a right to have one made with me. We don't want to commercialize on them, and I haven't really recovered from Ed's talk when I invited him to go in the swimming pool with me one day. When I invited him to lunch, he's talked to everybody in the world about it, to every client and every prospective client. Now, she asked me to take the picture, and I couldn't avoid it. So then she wrote and asked for a copy of it, and I sent it to her. So then she wrote and asked for 25 copies, and I didn't know what the hell to do. I honestly didn't, because we don't do it that way. We'll send two or three or four of each group, each pose, to different people if they're close and intimate. But I have to do it, and have to do it through the Navy, and you can see how that could blow up and how, what hell I could catch, can't you?
Oh, sure, and I didn't know this.
So then I sent him 25. Well, and now he comes back and wants 25 more, and I would just tell him the negative has gone back that the Navy never released them. It's kind of a confidential thing that I intimated I needed these few for my own use. And we don't circulate them out, and that the first place, they don't want a bunch of pictures of the president being circulated that way. The services don't. They normally give one or two. And when you ask for half a dozen, they told you that they just didn't, they don't circulate them that way. And that we made a special case, you found out, because Jack Blaney went in and told him that he had to have 25 pictures for the president and his family. And the president's done it. Now tell him if he's just got to have an extra one, which you don't recommend, he just has to have a reprint made of it there with Ellison's in Austin or somebody.
I'm humiliated,
but I'm just got to stay away from him. I just can't have anything to do with it, because his taste is not good and his judgment's not good. I thought Ann's judgment was pretty good.
And I don't think he's thought about it, and I didn't want to make the request, but I didn't know what was involved, because he wanted to pay for it. But
Navy can't send him a question. They're not in the photography business.
Well, I'll sure handle it.
What they do is they make a pictorial account of the president, just like you do with news conferences. And they try to show 30 years from now that here's what the president was doing on the day of the space shot. They got a picture of me looking at this morning. Things of that kind. While he's here, Ann said, could I get a picture?
That is 100 requests. Well, I'm embarrassed that they...
And of course, everybody that gets one like that wants to have a picture made with him too. And wants them sent. And in the light of the fact I get about a million requests a year, and I've forgotten this week, but I believe we had about 400 for photographs. Still getting 75, 80 a day for President Kennedy's photograph.
Well, of course I'll handle it.
Now, the way to tell him, just tell him when you talk to the White House checked into it, and the negative had gone back to the Photographic Bureau, that they said that they'd already issued about 20 more than they normally did on from this photo. And that they don't like for the president's picture to be thrown around that way, because it may get in the hands of Billy Saul Estes. One of them got in his hands accidentally. Kennedy didn't know it, and I didn't know it, but he had them both on the walls behind him. And they just don't like to have a distribution they don't control. That's number one.
Well, of course. And I'm sorry that they've even mentioned or that I even called, but I'll certainly handle it.
I don't know how you can handle it without involving me and making him mad, but you got to do it somewhere.
I don't think so.
I just say the Navy and just say they don't want a picture. The Secret Service let them send out one or two or three to the people involved, but they don't want pictures they can't control. And a good example of it was that the committee asked, the Democratic Committee, that the president's girl send one to Billy Saul Estes. And he sent one. It's hanging back of his wall the day he's arrested. And just say they don't like them unless they can control and see who they go to. And this one, for that reason, they limit them to two or three. But this case, we got 25, and they don't think we ought to go back to the Navy anymore, because it might create some trouble.
Well, Yes, I can handle it. He'll understand. He wasn't insistent on it to that extent. I don't think he just thought about it. Now, I certainly will.
Maybe you can just forget it and make Wadley ask you again.
Well,
you might just wait till he asks you and then tell him, well, you put in a request and you'll check with the Navy and just procrastinate. I notice that's what the best executives do. Yes, sir. John Macy will just won't answer my questions. I'll sure look into it, Mr. President. And then I don't hear from him. Jesse Jones used to do Roosevelt that way. He got a commitment from Roosevelt. Roosevelt got a commitment from him. He'd support me for the Congress, for the Senate in 41. And about a week later, Roosevelt wrote him and asked him how he was getting along. Said, well, I'll come over and tell you. In a few days, he came over and said, it looks like me. It's working out pretty good. So what are you doing, Jesse? So each day, I had Jim Rowe come in and ask him to write Jesse a note and ask him what is happening and how's it getting along. And he'd write the notes, Roosevelt put FDR on, they'd go with Jones, and Jones just put them in his file drawer. And finally, he made him come over 3 days before the election. When he did, he got one little editorial. But he just procrastinated, and that's why he was such a big business executive. He didn't call him up and make him mad. He didn't say no. He just finessed him.
Well, I'll procrastinate a little bit.
And if he comes back to you again, and you say, well, I looked into that, I'm having trouble, and here's the problem, and I think it's better to wait till you get another picture and get one or two of those. And I guarantee you neither one of them are ever going to get another picture or get in either. I'm not going to get involved.
Well, I'm sorry that they mentioned it to you, goodness. But I will handle it.
Thank you, my friend.
And listen, thank you for bringing Barrel up. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right, bye.